Polo is generally a fast game. The field is a whirl of galloping ponies, but some people play the sport on the backs of one of nature's slower creatures, the elephant. From Nepal, Deborah Wang reports.
It is perhaps one of the more bizarre, incongruous, and thoroughly enjoyable sights you might ever see. Imagine this. A hulking gray Indian elephant trotting in the direction of a goalpost. On its neck, a barefoot, stick-wielding Nepali driver, hooting and shouting and urging his elephant on. And on its back, loosely strapped onto a rough burlap sack, a handsome British Army officer, decked out in starched white jodhpurs and pith helmet, trying to hit a polo ball with a long and wobbly stick, amidst a tangle of flapping ears and swinging trunks and big stomping elephant feet.
Nigel Mossop rides forward. Can he connect and get it forward? Yes, it's a great stroke. Good defense.
This is polo Nepali style, and these are the world's only international elephant polo championships. Every year on this grassy pitch in the Nepalese jungle, a field of international competitors vies to decide who are the best elephant polo players in the world. Colonel Christopher Lavender and Lieutenant Colonel Nigel Mossop are part of a team of army officers called the British Gurkha Gladiators.
The idea of playing polo on elephants in Nepal is so imaginative and weird, if you like, that it's just marvellous to have done it. And you mention you've done it and people don't believe you.
It's eccentric and outrageous in a sort of old-fashioned British way.
The game is said to have been first played in 18th century Mongolia, but it took two globe-trotting British sportsmen to bring it to the world stage. One of them, Jim Edwards, lives in Nepal, where he owns a jungle lodge called Tiger Tops. The lodge boasts its own team of elephants, who are trained mainly to take tourists on jungle safaris. One evening, in a bar in Switzerland in the winter of 1981, his friend James Manclark made an unusual suggestion.
And so we got chatting, and he said to me, "Jim, I know you play horse polo. Have you ever thought of playing it on elephants?" And I laughed and said, "No, there's just no chance. The elephants are too slow, they're too big. The whole game would be just simply something after a few brandies, but nothing more."
But several months later, Edward says he received a telegram from Manclark which read, "Have long sticks and balls, you get elephants ready." The idea, which started out almost as a joke between friends, at first seemed to have little hope of success.
The elephants, of course, didn't have a clue. They were afraid of the sticks, afraid of the balls, afraid of everything, and the whole thing was a complete fiasco, although a hell of a lot of fun.
But somehow the elephants caught on, and so did elephant polo, which is now in its 14th year. The annual tournament attracts an energetic crowd of sportsmen, partygoers, and eccentrics, including Britons, Americans, Indians, and Nepalis, many of whom arrive having never seen an elephant up close and having no clue how to play.
Get your legs underneath this, both legs. Well done. One leg down this side. No! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
A worried-looking teenager named Jessica is sitting atop a lurching elephant, clutching the saddle as her mother tries to strap her in.
You need to shift yourself over here. let me just finish my step.
The elephant driver, or Mahout, helps her choose a polo stick, and then, with hardly a word of instruction on what to do, they set off atop the elephant into the screaming fray. There are 9 elephants on the pitch, 4 on each team, plus the referee elephant. The referee sits on top. The job of the Mahout is to position the elephant for the player. He steers with his feet, which are tucked behind the elephant's ears. The player's job is to move the ball forward. Not such an easy task when the stick is more than 7 feet long and the ball less than 4 inches wide. The level of play varies considerably from the skilled to the comical. Alf Erickson is the captain of the only American team in the tournament, the Screwy Tuskers, which routinely comes in last.
John Titley, he once played the goalie position right over here, lying flat on his back with a bottle of beer in his hand.
Was he on or off the elephant?
He was off the elephant. The elephant, I think, was just sort of wandering off on his own.
There are rules, but they are liberally interpreted. According to the rule book, an elephant may not lie down in front of the goal. That would be interference. And if an elephant happens to pick up the ball with its trunk, that's a foul. And that means that the world of elephant polo is an unpredictable one, and sometimes champions are produced from the most unlikely material.
The umpire with the ball. Timekeeper's ready. And we start this 14th final of the World Elephant Polo Association Championships. And it's
in this year's finals, the reigning champions, a team of Nepalis representing the national parks, face off against a brand new team from the Philippines, Los Carabaos Locos, or the Wild Water Buffaloes.
Chandra. And that is the end of the game. What a historic result for Los Carabaos Locos and James DeVivier's team from the Philippines. They win by...
Against all odds, the newcomers prevail. Even the players are incredulous to find themselves World Elephant Polo champions. Two of them, including Louis Ishmael, had never sat on an elephant before.
So how do you feel?
I feel great. We thrashed them. We just didn't even win. We thrashed
champions!
Them.
Exactly. That's the best.
Slaughtered.
And there we were, the underdog.
And then, under the hot subtropical Nepali sun, both winners and losers are awarded prizes. And the elephants, all lined up in a row, are given the customary Nepali cheer.
I'll tell you now, Ramro Hatis. Dhanyavad, because without the elephants, these magnificent animals, we couldn't even begin to think of this crazy sport. So it's Ramro Hati Dhanyavad.
Ramro Hati
Dhanyavad. Once more.
Ramro Hati Dhanyavad.
Fantastic. Well done indeed. That's
which means in Nepali,
so
thank you, good elephants. For National Public Radio, I'm Deborah Wong at the Polo Fields in southern Nepal.